This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This is your reminder that we are in the final days of the City of Park Falls fall cleanup. City residents are urged to clean up their properties at this time, and city trucks will haul leaves, yard waste, and garden waste left at the curb line or alley until October 31st. All leaves, yard waste, and garden waste must be in bags and set up for collection within this time period. No rocks, concrete, dirt, animal waste, or any material from remodeling or construction will be picked up. The city will also chip brush during this time. Chipping of routine yard brush will be done at no charge for any quantity under 5 cubic yards. Chips will be removed unless otherwise requested. All brush must be placed on the boulevard or alley, with the butt end facing the street or alley. If you'd like to haul your own brush and yard waste, there is a dump site available 7 days a week behind the city garage. Please look for a sign. The City of Park Falls thanks you very much for your cooperation during these efforts to keep our city looking pretty. Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m., there's a Veterans Day steak dinner over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls, featuring New York strip steak with Stuffy Herb's secret marinade, baked potato, salad, sautéed mushrooms, and onions, and dessert provided by the Post 182 Legion Auxiliary. There is pre-order takeout available from November 8th through to the 10th. From 6 to 9 p.m., just call 715-762-3032. It is $25 per plate. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, November 11th, beginning at 5 p.m. and running until they're sold out over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls. Medicare open enrollment began on October 15th. Joanne Krulitz shares tips on how to protect yourself when enrolling.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCPHotline@wi.gov.
Cleaned out your medicine cabinet but missed Saturday's drug take-back day? No worries. You can safely dispose of your unused meds at one of Wisconsin's permanent drug drop boxes on your schedule. You can find a collection site near you at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Price County's drop boxes are at the Park Falls Police Department and the Price County Safety Building. November 1st, from 2 to 4 p.m., it's the third annual Lugerville Trunk or Treat. Be sure to bring your little ghouls and goblins to Lugerville for candy and fun. This will be taking place at Crane Chase Bar and Grill, Flambeau Sports General Store, and Goble South Fork. If you're interested in donating or participating, you can contact one of the businesses. They want people to decorate their vehicles at all three locations. Once again, this is taking place November 1st, from 2 to 4 p.m., over in Lugerville. Wisconsin could have a state microbe, Isabella Nieto reports.
A bill proposed in Madison last week would add a type of bacterium to the list of official state symbols, like the state flower, state fish, and state soil. Lactococcus lactis is a bacterium used in cheese making, including cheddar, camembert, roquefort, and colby, which lawmakers have previously tried to make the state cheese. A plant pathologist at UW-Madison says Wisconsin has a, quote, microbial economy, and in addition to cheese, the growth of alfalfa, digestion of hay by cows, beer, sauerkraut, and bread are all products of microbial processes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.